Welcome to What's Up in Jeju, where I visit places around the island and talk about what's happening with hashtag Daily K's host, Peter Bint.
So you've chosen one festival, and of course we want to do a deep dive on each one. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be silly. So Where did you go?
Yes, so I decided to follow my nose or my stomach to the Jeju-do Food Expo, featuring an international beer festival.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So a food expo that features a beer festival. Yeah. That sounds fun.
Oh, it sure was. This three-day expo and festival took place at Jungmun's International Convention Center, also known as the ICC or ICC Jeju. I'm not going to do a map time today because it's in Jungmun, so that's just the chunk of land just west of Sogepo. Have you ever heard about the ICC or been to the complex before?
I think I might have been. I'm looking at the pictures now. And I've been down to Sogepo, especially the first few times. I've stayed, you know, in some of the nice hotels around there. And I think it was part of like a day trip out there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there were some duty-free things nearby.
Yes, there were. Yeah, you are correct.
All right. Then I think I've been there. But I don't know why. I don't think there was an exhibition going on at that time, to be honest.
Yeah. If I can compare it to anything, it is kind of like almost like the Coex Center in Seoul, how it just has, you know, just the large open areas for expos and festivals to go on. And that's what happened here with the this Jeju Food Expo and Beer Festival.
Nice. Have you been before?
No, this is my first time. But I have a hunch that I'm going to return for future events because, as I said, it's like this expo center. So if there's anything big going down, I have a feeling I'll be there again. But let's shift our focus to the next photo, and you can kind of see how happy I was to be there.
You're holding in both hands bags, so you got some swag.
Yeah, I didn't expect to walk away with so much, but you know, you just go to one booth and it's just so interesting and new food and you end up just getting a little something here, a little something there. Oh, that's nice. And the cool thing is, and we'll talk about it more, is the food section part, it's all local. It's all local food brands.
Oh, nice.
And it's also, most of it is Jeju-based stuff.
Welcome, everybody.
Yeah, so it's really great.
Did you have to pay for all of that? Like, some expos you get a load of freebies, but I'm assuming by the size of those bags, that's stuff that you bought.
Yeah, there's some stuff that I bought, but there's also tons of free samples. So, you know, I'm also pretty happy because I didn't eat all day because I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how much of a festival expo this would be, but I was completely filled up on free samples.
Fantastic. So this has been going on for quite a few years?
Yeah, 6 years. But this is the first time that the beer festival has been attached to it as well. So it's kind of like a trial year, you know what I mean? They'll take in the numbers and they'll see how well the beer festival part did, and they'll decide whether or not to add it on to next year. I hope they do. It was a lot of fun.
Wow, what a coincidence that you're going the first year there was a beer festival. Very unprofessional. It's not a shopping trip, Marcus. Goodness gracious. That's so good. But I would feel at some of the booths, you know, when you try something, it's really nice. And you feel like, oh, I should buy something. Like, oh, I don't know. I feel sometimes bad to just walk away.
I know. Yeah. Or the thing is, if you're like focused on one booth and like you kind of feel eyes from another booth, right? And you're just like, oh no, like there's not enough time to check all these out. But just some really cool standouts. There was this one that it was this booth. It was like kind of a dad snack collab. It's like these fathers from this particular village, and they're just like, well, we don't have snacks for a kid, so they came together to make like their own crackers. There was this guy who made his own like pot pies, like meat pies, you know what I mean? That was really cool. It's been a while since I had a meat pie.
Sherry Russell screaming out for some pot pies, it seems.
Yeah,
you don't find those often in Korea. And that's the great thing about expositions, right? You'll find things that you wouldn't have seen before or not common or easy to find. The flip side is a lot of people, maybe you're intimidated to go to an expo. You're like, is that really for me?
Mm. Yeah, you know, the thing is, that's a very good point, Peter. I think before I went into this, I didn't know what to fully expect. I kind of just half expected like big name local brands to kind of just showcase some new stuff. But I was just really pleasantly surprised just by the creativity and variety among local farmers and business owners. Like, you go to a booth, right? And you find that, oh, this is like a pair of sisters, or oh, this is like a young couple in their 30s and 40s who had an idea because they were inspired by some guy, you know, some dude who did something, you know, somewhere else, right? So, you know, you can kind of like smell, for lack of better terms, you could smell the creativity, and this is like not a knock on some of the other booths, but this is just my honest observation, is some of your, I guess, more traditional or kind of like bread and butter Korean products, I observed they weren't as like bustling as some of the different, like new quirky twist on something, you know what I mean? And again, it's not a knock on those hardworking folks that still put out really good product. It's just, it's something that I observed.
Yeah, it's just natural to be maybe gravitating towards things that you haven't seen before, right? Mm-hmm. Siska saying, oh, all Jeju local products, I want to teleport myself there. So I'm thinking there's a lot of Jeju local produce, but when we say local produce as well, maybe we're talking about the mainland Korean stuff as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're, I got to say, like, I don't know. I kept bumping into from stall to stall, and it's just ended up being more Jeju things, you know. I can't really recall that many. Like, it would be, if anything, it would be kind of a collaboration. It would be like Jeju based folks that maybe get some ingredients from the mainland, but even then, like a lot of their work is done here on the island. Yeah.
Oh, wow. And Yana says that her and her sister, they go to a food festival every couple of years and they get to try many new foods, discover ones as well. So I guess, expo and festival, slightly different, but similar. Mm. Like you said, there's the COEX up in Seoul. That's where you have the expositions where businesses are kind of showing their wares, and festivals, maybe it's less business centered and more about like having fun and stuff like that. But this is featuring a beer festival as well. So I guess two birds with one stone. What was like the most notable thing for you here?
Well, to backtrack, because you were talking about the difference between expo and festival. This is like my uneducated like guess. I don't know. I think it's like difference between inside or outside. If you had like this expo outside, it's a festival. You know what I mean? I don't know, because it was like inside. Yeah. But one thing that really
that
stood
feels
out.
That like a good definition.
Yeah. One thing that really stood out to me, again, to go along with this innovative thing in the food festival, was this homemade makgeolli kit. So it's complete with udo black barley powder and yeast. So it's in a baggie of powder. And then you craft this makgeolli at home. And I think that's just such a fun little, you know, twist on a product that we all know really well. And it could make like a really good gift, you know, and packaging and everything. Just like a little. Yeah. You just mix it up and then boom, you get some makgeolli.
Yeah, I've tried like that with home beer making kits for a friend's birthday, and it was so fun doing it, and the end product was absolutely terrible, like disgusting, undrinkable.
It's the process, right?
But it's the journey, isn't it? So we're going to move on to the beer festival, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just another photo. Let's take the look at the next photo. It's just me also having fun in front of the large beer festival sign.
We'll try and get the picture up from earlier. We did show it already, but it did look like, you're right. This is outdoors. It just feels festival-y because the tents are there.
Yeah.
And then it's got this big gate to welcome you in.
And it's really great because it's still on the ICC property. It's right outside the door. So you just walk right outside and it's right there to greet you. Mm-hmm.
So, you do need a nice day as well, the weather to cooperate. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing in Jeju sometimes, though, that's not guaranteed, of course, with the rains and frequent winds and whatnot.
Yeah, we were really lucky that we went the day that we went. We went on a Friday, and I was a bit worried because we went a bit later, right? And the food section closed down after a certain time. But I'm really happy we went because the following day, the Saturday, was rain. So, we were lucky to go when we did. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. And this one is not just local beers, but also beers from other countries.
Yep, China and Japan. But when it comes to local beer, we're talking local. So I don't know if you know this, Peter, but Jeju actually has four prominent breweries on the island, and all four were showcased at the festival.
Wow. Not the soju one that you went to before.
No.
We're talking about beer breweries.
Yes. Yes, beer breweries. One is actually quite popular up in Seoul in the Itaewon area. That's been around for quite some time. And on top of that, there are three other breweries. So all four had tents there.
How late did this place open? Was it like much later than the food area?
Yeah, it's a good question. So the food section, that closed off around 5 o'clock. And then this went on until 9 o'clock, 9 p.m.
Oh, nice. So mm-hmm. you can just enjoy like a Friday night out, but with some cool beers from Korea, China, and Japan. Oh, that sounds amazing. Mm. There is definitely a beer radar that has been set off, and Alex Segrist is on the chat saying, I wish I was there right now. Brian guessing whether one of the brands is the bird, the magpie. Oh, do they have a brewery down in Jeju?
They are. They're one of the, well, you know, they're one of the original, Peter, and they have a walk-in English tour and everything.
I did not know that.
Yep. They've been. Yes.
That's amazing. Yep. Yes.
That's the one I was alluding to.
Local Jeju beers.
Yeah.
Aha. Chicken and beer. What's their beer at? That's not beer. What's their chicken at the beer festival, Mark?
There was tacos. There was a chicken taco. As far as like rotisserie chicken, I don't think I saw any. But then the one brewery, they had jamon, like giant, the legs hanging there and everything. So with each beer you got a slice of jamon. And, you know, I was just having my free slice and just an older Korean man was just like, you know how expensive that is, right? In Korean, I'm like, yep. Well. You know.
Just making sure you appreciate
it.
Giannis says, I'm curious about the price of things that are sold during the expo. Are they same as the ordinary prices? Ooh. Are you getting discounts? Are you paying more?
That's a fantastic question. A lot of the booths had special sales that if you went there, you paid right there on the spot. You get a special discount compared to their typical off the rack sales. Off the rack prices. So that's a good question.
Oh, yeah. Nice. And the festival has come to an end now?
Yeah. It went on for the weekend. So it went on until Saturday. So we'll have to wait until next year. But this has been going on for 6 years, right? So it's going to come back again. So please come on down, Siska, those people who said they'd like to come, you know, come on down. And hopefully they'll attach the beer festival on top as well, because that was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, that does sound like it would be popular every single year. Alex is actually going to Jeju this weekend, it seems. So maybe you can share some of the snacks you bought. Do your own expo, Mark, and charge Alex full admission prices.
That's
to
right.
enter. So you've done the food, you've done the beer. We're going to do the interviews now.
Yeah, so why don't we jump into our final image of the day? Take a look here.
Oh.
Yeah, let me ask you, what do you think?
Jeju
now,
Craft
yeah,
Cola.
Yeah, there you go. So what's your take on this photo, Peter?
What do we mean, Craft Cola? Wait, is it all cola? Because on the right-hand side, if you're not looking at the image, it's something wrapped in paper that says that. But on the left-hand side, it looks like medicine bottles or maybe even shampoo or something.
You know, Peter, when I walked by this booth, I'm like, we have to interview these people. Like, what is going on here?
Got your share of all this beer. I'm so curious, though, about the Craft Cola. Did you manage to taste it?
Yes, I did. I would say it is quite medicinal. I think it was like cinnamon gingery kind of thing. So it tasted very healthy, right? It's much healthier than
taste like the can of sugar.
No, not can of sugar. It was actually quite refreshing. But it's kind of like how do I say? So I grew up in the States, right? And I grew up on root beer. I love root beer, okay? But when I meet some folks, especially Koreans, who have never had root beer, it is cut down the middle. There's no gray area. My Korean friends either really love root beer or really think it tastes like cough syrup. So, you know, it's kind of like...
It tastes like pus.
Yeah.
Like the muscle cream.
Yeah, see?
I don't know
so
why
there you go.
It's drunk.
Yeah,
why
yeah.
do you drink
see,
it?
I love it. So for me, this
Was
kind
it
of...
a punishment?
No. Oh my goodness. Like sometimes like folks would make their own and I could smell it from their house. I love it. I grew up root beer floats. Vanilla,
what is it
ice
made
cream.
From? Like root?
Yeah.
Root
yeah.
in
root
the root
extract.
Beer. Is that
original.
Like a ginseng kind
yeah.
of thing?
Yeah. Like kind of original. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah. Really
wow.
delicious. I love
Okey-dokey.
It. Yeah. Okie dokie. But I would say, like, yeah, just this whole expo, when it comes to, as you even heard from the breweries, but especially the food expo, if there was like a consistent trend, it's like this emphasis on local and creative and eco-friendly products, right? So local, creative, eco-friendly. You got a sense of all three. If you like ticked all three of those boxes, you know, I think you got a lot of visitors.
Oh, nice. So there was an emphasis, because I didn't see too much of that, the eco-friendliness. I'm guessing in maybe the packaging or the way the ingredients are harvested or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the packaging as well. And the other booths too. Just they would talk about how they locally grow themselves, or it's all natural, no pesticide or no chemical. So yeah, eco-friendly.
Wow, that was one of my favorite ones that you've done so far, Mark. I hope I can get down to the Food Expo and Beer Festival next year.
Come on down.
Looks amazing. Thank you so much, Mark. We'll see you again next Tuesday.
I'll see you then, brother.
What's Up in Jeju is supported by the JDC, which is creating a free international city that resembles nature, embraces the future, and reaches the world. I'm Mark Wilson-Che, with writer Choi Jung-yun. This is Arirang Radio.